Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yanki Carmel. Meseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mati and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We are up to Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amar Aleph. We had had a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, if the mitzvah of Puruvu is two zecharim or a zachar and a nekeva. And the Gemara on the bottom of Samach Aleph on Beis says the Makar of Beis Hillel is Mibriyasei Shalaylam, that we find when the world was created, Hashem created Adam and Chava, a Zachar and Nekeva. So we see the mitzvah of Puruvu is Zachar and Nekeva. Beis Shammai argues that Ein Donin Efshem Yishi Efshem. Maybe by Briyasei Shalaylam we needed a Zachar and Nekeva to make sure that there will be a Kiyam Ha'ilam, that the world would exist. For that, we need a zachar and a nekeva. But that's not a raya that the mitzvah of Puruvu needs a zachar and a nekeva. Shammai's mikar, on the other hand, is from Moshe Rabbeinu, that we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, after he had two zacharim, he was pirish from Sipira, and he would only be pirish if he was mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu. So it must be the mitzvah of Puruvu is two zacharim. And Bezol, the soul argue there's no raya for Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe midaita hu da'ovid, he made a kal v'chomer that he had to be perish, so maybe he was not mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu, and he was anyway perish from Sipira's wife. Tosfos, in the Be'amaschul d'chsiv, asks a very interesting question. He asks, if the soul is right, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a kal v'chomer, and that's why he was perish from Sipira. This kal v'chomer that Moshe Rabbeinu made was during the time of Har Sinai, because the kal v'chomer that he made was that Madoch Klal Yisrael Shle Dibra Imam Shchina Lefisha. They only speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu once in a while, and Kavlam Zman, and they know the time that they're going to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and still Amra Torah Al Tikshu Al Isha. Anisham Yuchel Diber Bechol Shav Shah. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, that speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a regular basis, and V'leikovali Zman, and I don't know the time that I'm going to have to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alachas Kam V'Kamo, that I for sure have to be Pirish. So Tosfos asks, if that's true, that Moshe Rabbeinu already made the Kal V'Chomer to be Pirish at the time of Har Sinai, so Lama Himtinu Kol Kach, Shalaykasu Alav, Ela B'Chatzeres. Why is it that we only find that Miriam and Aaron had a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu much later in Chatzeres? There were many years in between the time of Har Sinai and this that we find that Miriam and Aaron had a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu. So Tosfos answers, there's a technical answer. Tosfos says that Aaron and Miriam did not know that Moshe was Pirish, but only in Parshas Baal Yischa, that we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Likach Ayin Zekenim, he told Moshe to appoint other people to also be Nevi'im with him. Then Miriam told Sipira, Ashrei Nishayseim Shal Elush and Espakshu L'Gedula, how fortunate are these Nashim that their husbands were chosen for Gedula. And Sipira said, Oylahem L'Nishayseim Shal Elu, Shemiyem Shedibra Ashchina L'Achicha Pirish Mimani. Sipira said, I feel bad for these people, actually, because their husbands are going to be perish from them. And then Miriam realized at that time that Moshe was perish from Sipira, and therefore she and Aaron had this discussion. So that's Tosfos' answer to this question. However, there's another approach, and that's the approach of the Shev Shmaitza in his Hakdama to Shmaitza, Eis Tes. He says, a beautiful Mahalach. He's dealing over there with the famous Maharal that's Mechadish, that at Matan Torah, even though the Yidden underwent the Geirus, that type of Geirus does not create the halacha of Gershon Esgarik Katan Shenelotam. The Maharal says this, you say, to answer a tremendous question that he has. We find in the Pasuk, in Baal Yischa, it says, V'hayiha am b'icha l'mishbachaysav. The Yidden were crying about their halachas of mishpachas. Rashi and Chumash brings down the Gemara that says that Klal Yisrael was upset. They were crying because they became usher in their arayas. Since that Matan Torah, it was a schadish, the halacha, that you can't marry your mother, your sister, your aunts. So when those Yisurim came down, a lot of the Yidden became usher in their krayvim that they were already married to. Therefore, they were big bechias in Klal Yisrael. So Morale asks, what do you mean? We know that at Matan Torah, the Yidden underwent the Geirus. The Gemara in Yevamos learns out from Matan Torah exact Hilchas Geirus. You need Hazah, you need Tefillah. Gemara says, whatever the Yidden underwent at Matan Torah, that's what you need for a future Geirus. So you see the Gemara is treating Matan Torah as a standard Geirus. So if they were undergoing a Geirus, why is the halacha that they're usher and they're kraven? We should apply the halacha of Gershon as Gary Kikutin Shanel Dami, which is said throughout Shas in regard to this din Gufa. The Gemara says if you have a brother and sister that they're both Megayer, they are mutter one in each other, because since they're Kikutin Shanel Dami, they're new people, we don't see any Korva. So all the Surah Korva go off after Gerus. So why is the halacha that after Matan Torah, the Yidden were also in the Kraven? So Morale says it must be that this halacha of Gershon is Gary Katan Shanel Dami is not by all situations of Geirus. Only by a Geirus that you willingly decide that you want to be Megayer, then we say the halacha that Gershon is Gary Katan Shanel Dami. But any time there's a Geirus that's a forced Geirus, this halacha would not apply. Now, in normal cases, this halacha of the Morale would not make a nafkamina, because you can never have a geirus bal karcha. The only case that this yisaid would make a difference is by the geirus of Matan Torah. We know the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kafa aleim harkikigis. Hashem took the mountain on top of the Yidden, and he told them, if you don't take the Torah, I'm going to smash the mountain on you. So this Geirus of Matan Torah was a Geirus Bal Karchai. So by this Geirus, we're not going to say the halacha of Gershon is Gary Katan Shanel Dami. Therefore, there was no heter of Korva, because they were still Kraivim. Because even though they were Megayer, this type of Geirus did not make them Katan Shanel Dami, and therefore, there was a Baicha Am L'Mishbachaisav. They were sad. They were upset because they became Aser and they Kraivim. The Rishmaitza in the Hakdama says he has a Beferish Shiraya from our Gemara to this Yisayit of the Morale. The Gemara, later on in the Amud, has a Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. If Hayulei Banim B'Yaisei Ovid Kichavim, Vinis Gayer, someone had children in his stint as a Goy, and he subsequently is Megayer, do we say that he has to do Puravu again? Or he could be Mekayim Puravu with the children that he had in his time of being a Goy. Rabbi Yechanan says, Mekayim Puravu. Rish Lakish says, you're not Mekayim. The Gemara explains that Rish Lakish says, you're not Mekayim Puravu because Gershon is Gayer Kikatan Shanel Dami. He's a new person. Enoch Hanami, he had children when he was a Goy. But now that he underwent the Geirus, he's a new person. This new person never had children. So you have to go again and be Mekayim Puravu. So Frektish Maitza, what's Beit Shammai's Mekar? That two Zecharim is enough for Puravu. The Gemara had said his whole Mekar is from the fact that Moshe was Perish from Sipira after he had two children. But if we say that Gershon is Gary Katan Shanel Dami, which is Rish Lakish's reason, that even if you have children when you're a Goy, but now that you're a Goy, you have to do Puravu again. So how could Beit Shammai being arrived from Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu had the two children before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, he underwent the Geirus. Now we say Gershon is Gary Katan Shanel Dami. He should have to go again and be Mekayim Puravu. So Bekitzur, according to Rish Lakish, Beit Shammai has no Makar. How could Beit Shammai learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu that two sons is a Kiyum of Puravu? Now that he underwent the Geirus, he should have to go again and do Puravu. It must be, says the Shmaitzer, that we say the Yisrael of the Morale, that the Geirus of Matan Torah does not create the halacha of Gershon is Gary Katan Shanel Dami. Therefore, even though usually by Geirus we say that you're Katan Shanel Dami and you have to do Puravu again, but not by a geiris bal karchai. So by the geiris of Matan Torah, we would not apply the halacha of gershon as gerik katan shenel dami, and therefore Beis Shammai has a good makar, even according to Rish Lakish. So the Shmaitzer goes on to say that if we explain like this, we could say a beautiful teres to Tosfos' question. Tosfos asked that if Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish because he made a Kal V'Chomer from the Yidden having to be Pirish at Har Sinai, so for sure he has to be Pirish. If that's the Makar of Moshe Rabbeinu to be Pirish, so why did Aaron and Miriam wait so long to have this discussion? So the Shmaitzer says like this, that Miriam and Aaron understood right away that there's a din of Gershon as Garek Katan Shenel Adami. So there's no reason to suspect that Moshe Rabbeinu would be Pirish, since the halacha is Gershon as Garek Katan Shenel Adami. So obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was still living with Zipair because he has to be Mekayim Pruravu. These children that he had before Matan Torah do not help towards the mitzvah of Pruravu, because now he's a new person. Gershon is Gaius Kanjan Eldami. Only many years later, in Kivras Taiva, when there was a pasuk of Vahaya'am Baichel Mishbechaisav, and it was Muchak like the Maral, you see there's an Issa Korva. What do you mean? Why is there an Issa Korva? Why don't we say Gershon is Gaius Kanjan Eldami? It must be that a Geras Bal Karchai does not have the halacha of Gershon is Gaius Kanjan Eldami. When they saw that a Geras Bal Karchai does not have the halacha of Gershon as Gary Katan Shenel Dami, they got suspicious. They thought to themselves, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish from Sipira. Till now, we thought he wasn't Pirish because he wasn't Mekayim Puravu. Because since Gershon is Gaya, is Katan Shenel Dami, he has to go again and be Mekayim Puravu. But now that we see in Kivras Taiva, which is 10 psukim before the parasha of Aaron and Miriam having this discussion, so they just had seen in Kivras Taiva that is halacha, that the geiris of Bakarcha, the geiris of Matan Torah, does not create Gershon as Gary Kanshan El Dami. So then they got suspicious that maybe Moshe was Pirish from Sipira. Because since we don't say Gershon is Gayer, so he was Mekayim Puravu, so it could be that he was Pirish. So the Shmaitzer says they made inquiries and they found out that they were right, and that leads us to the Parashat Chatzeres that Aaron and Miriam had this discussion about Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have two terutzim to Tosfos' question. Tosfos was bothered why Aaron and Miriam waited. Tosfos says that there was a technical issue, that simply Aaron and Miriam had no way of knowing that Moshe was Pirish until Chatzeres. The Shmaitzer is learning that they were under the impression that Moshe couldn't be Pirish because Gershon is Gareth Kanchanel Dami. Only in Chatzeres was it that they found out that the halach of Gershon Eskari did not apply to the Geras of Matan Torah. Now, as a very interesting aside, the Shmaitzer is understanding that the halach of the Maral, that you don't say Gershon Eskari Katan Shenel Dami by a Geras Bal Karchai, applies even in regards to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because one could argue that even though Hashem forced the Yidden to accept the Geiris of Matan Torah, and therefore you don't say Gershon as Gary Katan Shenel Dami, but Moshe Rabbeinu did not have to be forced. Moshe Rabbeinu was not under the mountain and being forced to accept the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was actually on top of the mountain. So the entire parasha of Kafel Lehem Harkigigas should not apply to Moshe Rabbeinu. So even if the Maral is right, that the Yidden did not undergo a Geiris that would be strong enough to have the halacha of Katan Shenel Dami, but one could argue that Moshe Rabbeinu would have a geiris of Ratzin, and therefore he would have the halacha of Gershon Eskari Katan Shenel Dami. But obviously the Shmaitzer is understanding that there was one geiris, a geiris of Klal Yisrael, and since this geiris that Klal Yisrael underwent was a geiris, a forced geiris, therefore the halacha of Gershon Eskari Katan Shenel Dami does not apply. Now it is a famous, beautiful pshat from the Ostrov Segoin. He's dealing with the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph on the base, on the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara wants to know who was Seger Miriam. Miriam had Saras. Who was the person that locked her up? We know you need a Kayin to be Seiger Amatzaira. Which Kayin was Seiger Miriam? The Gemara says, E Moshe, Zaru can't be Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't a Kayin. He's just a Levi. E Aaron, Aaron Karavu. Aaron can't be Seiger Miriam because there's a halacha that a Karav, a relation, cannot be Seiger Amatzaira. So the Gemara comes out, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kvaydei v'atzmai v'seiger Miriam. Because Hashem has a din of a kain. That's the Gemara in Zvachim. So the Velta asks, why did the Gemara have to say that Moshe is a Zar and Aaron is a Karev? Why can't we say that Moshe and Aaron were Karevim? Just like Aaron can't be Seiger Miriam because he's a Karev, Moshe was the same Karev. They're both brothers of Miriam. So the Ashtravsa answers with the point that we just made. He says, the only reason that we find Korva after Matan Torah is like the Maral says, that a Geirus Bal Karchoi does not have the halacha of Geirus and Eskai Kanshan Eldami. That only applies to Aaron. So Aaron's a Karev. Aaron is still considered a brother of Miriam, because even though we underwent the Geirus, but we do not apply the halacha of Geirus and Eskai Kanshan Eldami, because Aaron's Geirus was a Geirus Bal Karchoi, and Miriam's Geirus also was a Geirus Bal Karchoi. But in regards to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was on top of the mountain, and he never had the halacha of a Geirus Bal Karchoi, because he never had a situation of Kafa Leim Harkagigas. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Geirus was a Geirus Beratzen, therefore you would have the halacha of Geirus and his Geirus Katan Shanel Dami. Therefore, Moshe is not a Karev of Miriam. Only on Aaron could the Gemara say that Aaron can't be Seger Miriam because Aaron's a Karev. But Moshe is not a Karev. So this Shmaitza actually argues on this Ashtrav Zagayin, because the Shmaitza is asking that according to Rish Lakish, that after you undergo a Gershon as Geir, Kikon Shanel Dami, you have to do Pur Vu again. So the Shmaitza asked, what's Beis Shammai's Mekar from Moshe Rabbeinu that two Zecharim are enough? But didn't Moshe Rabbeinu undergo a Gershon as Geir, Kikon Shanel Dami? So he proved from here, like the Maral, even in regards to Moshe Rabbeinu, that even in regards to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to say that you do not say the halacha of Kanshan Eldami by a Geirus Bal Karchoi, and the Geirus of Matan Torah was a Geirus Bal Karchoi. But according to the Avstrafsa, the Kasha of the Shmaitza would be back Shver, that according to Rish Lakish, Beis Shammai would not have a good Makar for Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we'll go to the Gemara of Hayulei Banim V'Nizgayer. This machlokes that we mentioned before, Rav Yechanan and Rish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Rav Yechanan holds, if you have children, when you were a goy, and now you're a megayer, you do not have to do puravu again, because the ahavulei, you have children. So there's no point in us telling him to have more children. He has children. The entire mitzvah of puravu is to produce offspring, and he did. He still has them. Shlaki says, you're not Mekayim Puravu, because a Gershon is Geir, is Gekotin Shanel Adami. The Taisvis asks, that's a klal throughout Shas, that Gershon is Geir, Gekotin Shanel Adami. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say that you do not have to go ahead and do Puravu because you have children, but you're a different person? You're not that person that had the children. You're a new Katan. Taisvis says, that Alpha Gav Delinin Kamad Varma Rinon Gershon Esgari Katan Shanel Adami, even though of course Rabbi Yechanan agrees that a Gershon Esgari is a Katan Shanel Adami, Mikal Makai Mistavra Leila Rabbi Yechanan Hacha. Rabbi Yechanan over here says, Kivam de Benachuyusai Kayim Desire Miyuchis Acharov Ba'isai Shah Mifter Nami Kishan Esgari. That since at the time that you had the children, they are considered your children, because even though the Gemara is going to say soon that a Eved does not have Chayas, but a Goy does have Chayas, and his children are considered connected and related to him. So since he had children that at the time they were born were Miyuchas Acharav, therefore he's Mifter Nami Kishan Esgayer, he does not have to do Puravu again. Now this Taisvus needs tremendous beer, because who cares if they were Miyachis Acharov when he had them? But Tais didn't really answer the question. The question was, he's a Katan Shanel Adami, he's a new person. So Einach Nami, he had children in his earlier life, but now that he's a new person, this new person never had children. So why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, are you mekayim puravu with the children you had when you were a guy? The Aruch HaNer says a tremendous eye-opening pshat in the Havana of Gershon is Gary Kikant Shanel Dami. He's Magdim, there's a machlekes on the Memchesim Abbeis, a machlekes Tanayim. Why Gerim, we find them Me'unim, the Yisurim Banalov, they go through a lot of trials and tribulations, have a painful life. So, Rav Chanina ben Yosef Gamliel says, the reason why they have so much trouble is because they were not Mekayim, the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach, when they were a goy. Most goyim do not keep the mitzvahs they have to keep. So even now that they're Megayer, they're still getting punished for the fact that they were not Mekayim the mitzvahs in their earlier part of their life. On that, Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean? Gershon is Geyer, it's Kikotin Shanel Adomi. So that can't be the reason that they're getting punished. There's no reason they should get punished for averis they did when they were a different person. The person standing in front of us, the actual Geyer, never did those averis. Alamai, the reason why they got punished is because they're not medaktik in mitzvahs ki Yisrael. That's the Gemara and Afmim Chesam Abbeis. Amachloikis, Tanoim, why Gerim are punished after the Geris. So the Aruch HaNer asks a very similar question that Tosis is asking in our sugya. How could there be a Tana arguing in the halacha of Gershon Hizkari Kikonshan Eldami? We find throughout Shas, there's a pashtus that the Tanoim hold that Gershon Hizkari Kikonshan Eldami. Many relevant halachas, and we don't find anyone arguing. So the Aruch HaNer says that we could clear how Gershon Hizkari Kikonshan Shanel Dami works. Is pshat that the original person is dead, he's not here, and the new person that comes out of the Geiris has no connection and relationship at all to this previous person. There was a person who was a guy, he's Commander Lessa, he died, and a new person was born. Or, the Aruch HaNer says, maybe the new person is working with the guidelines of a Gilgal. Just like we know that a person could be a Gilgal of someone else, that means the person lived, he died, and his neshama came back to this world in a different guf, and the same neshama is living a second life. So every Gershon Hizkari is really a Gilgal of the first person. The first person died, and the second person is a continuation of that neshama's life. So the Aruch HaNer says that's the machlokes Tanayim on the Memches, and that's the machlokes Amirayim on the Samach Beis. Rav Chanina ben Yosef Gamliel holds that every ger is achray for all the averis he did in his original life. Just like we find in the Sfarim that a person is achray for averis he did in his original Gilgal, so too over here, every ger is going to get punished for the averis he did before he was Megayer. Because he's the person, his neshama is the person that did those averis. On that, Rabbi Yossi argues, no. Rabbi Yossi says, Gershon Hizkari Kikonshan Shanel Dami means that it's a different person. There's totally no connection between the ger that we have standing in front of us today and the guy that 2 years ago did an avera. And so too, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish on the Samuel base of a similar machlokes. Rish Lakish is saying you have to do puravu again. Because Gershon Hizkari Kikonshan Shanel Dami, you're a new person. Rabbi Yechon is going to say, you're not a new person. Enechanami, you're a Kikonshan Shanel Dami. But you're a Gilgal. You're Me'en, a Gilgal of the original guy. And since the guy, like Tosfos says, B'nachuyusai Kayim Dezar Miyuchas Acharov, I'm a Gilgal of someone that had a Zar Miyuchas Acharov. I had children that were connected to me. And I'm not totally separated from that person. I'm actually like a Gilgal of that person. I'm a reincarnation. I'm a continuation of that person's life. Therefore, since when he had the children, I today do not have to go and be Mekayim Puravu again. Rather, I can be Samech on this, that I'm a Gilgal of someone that had children that were Miyuchas Acharov. Now, also in regards to this Machlokes, In Beichon Shlokish, if a guy that had children and he was Megayer, if he was Mekayim Peravu, there's a tremendous discussion in understanding what is the mitzvah of Peravu. The Turei Even has a tremendous question on this Gemara. We find in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches that if someone's a Bar Shatya, someone that trades off being a Bar Das and not a Bar Das, there are times that he does not have Das. So if he eats matzah or shakes a lulav, he does a mitzvah at a time that he does not have Das, and then he subsequently changes into a Bar Das that has a chiyuv to do mitzvahs. We say he has to do the mitzvah again. We say that even though he did the mitzvah, this gavra, this person standing in front of us, did the mitzvah of lulav or matzah. But since at the time that he did the mitzvah, he was not a bar chiyuva, now that he turned into a bar chiyuva, he cannot be yotzei the mitzvah with this that he did the mitzvah at a time that he was not a bar chiyuva. That's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. So the Turei Even asks, how could the halacha be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the children that you had b'geyusai, you could use them to be mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu? Einach Nami will say svaras that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold gershon as gai katan shenayel dami. Fine, you're not a new person. You somehow could use the acts that you did when you were still a guy. Fine, you're not a new person, but you definitely were not a bar chiyuva when you did the mitzvah of Peruvu. You were a guy. So just like we have a halacha that a bar das cannot use a ma'isa done at a time that he was a shaita, we should also say that a ger cannot use a mitzvah that he did when he was a guy, because he wasn't a bar chiyuva. This is the tremendous question of the Turei Even on our sugya. So the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah aleph, Yudalid, says a tremendous yesod to answer this question. He says, we could clarify, what's the mitzvah of Peruvu? Is the mitzvah of Peruvu doing the ma'isa biyos that produced children? The mitzvah mutl on every yid is to go ahead and be mishtadl and try to do acts that create children. That's the mitzvah of Peruvu, because what else is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is producing children. Or no. Or maybe we'll say that the mitzvah is having the children. And this would be a different mitzvah than most mitzvahs. Most mitzvahs, the mitzvah is to do a ma'isa mitzvah, blow the shofar, read the Megillah, eat the matzah. But by Peruvu we'll say the mitzvah is not doing the ma'isa that produces the children. Rather, the mitzvah is having children. The Torah wants every person to have children. Where would we have a makar to say such a chiddush? So the Minchas Chinuch says it's really a Beferish Gemara on the end of the Yomid. We find the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rafuna. Hayu leibanim umesu. Someone had children and they died. So Rafuna says, Yimekayim peravu. The mitzvah was to have children, and I have children. Rafuna actually adds on a svara. He says the whole point of peravu is to be mechale the neshama shebeguf. That there's a certain amount of neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to create, and you, by doing peravu, you created two of the people, of the neshamas, of in this entity called Guf, since you did the purpose of Peruvu, so even if they're Mesu afterwards, you're still Mekayim Peruvu. Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're not Mekayim Peruvu, L'Shevas Yitzara Be'inan. Since the whole Yusayda Peruvu is that the world should be L'Shevas, it should be inhabited, and since they die, therefore you're not Mekayim Peruvu. So Minchas Chinuch points out, Rabbi Yochanan is saying a tremendous chiddush. We don't find that any other mitzvah that after you shake the lulav, you still have to have the lulav kayim. And after you eat the matzah, you have to have the matzah kayim. By Peruvu was saying the mitzvah is to have two children that are still around today. And if they're not around today, you didn't do the mitzvah. So Minchas Chinuch points out, if the mitzvah would be the ma'isa mitzvah, this would make no sense. So it must be that the mitzvah is not doing the ma'isa that produces the children. Rather, the mitzvah is having the children. And that will say that if the children are not around today, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is having the children and you don't have the children. That's the Minchas Chinuch's raya, that the mitzvah is not the ma'isa, rather L'taytzah, the fact that you have children today. Therefore, he says, the Turi Evan's question is not shver at all. The Turi Evan was asking, how could you be yaitza mitzvah with an act you did when you were a guy? We know you can never use a maisa done by a non-bar chiyuva to be mekayim a mitzvah for someone that's a bar chiyuva today. On that, the Minchas Chana says, that whole svara applies by a mitzvah that's a maisa mitzvah. So a maisa mitzvah done by a shaita can't be used by a pikeach. But over here, we're not dealing with a maisa mitzvah. Over here, we're dealing with the mitzvah of having children. Do you have children? Yes. Rabbi Yechanan says, since we do not have the halacha of Gershon as guy katan dummy, like we explained with the Aruch Lener, whatever the reason is, Rabbi Yechanan clearly was not bothered by Rish Lakish's reasoning of katan dummy. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says, you're the person that has children. And since the mitzvah is not the ma'isa, rather the entire mitzvah is to have the children, and you today have the children, therefore, you're a kain puravu, and you don't have to go ahead and have more children. That's the teretz of the Minchas Chinuch to the Turi Evan's question. However, the Minchas Chinuch ends off that he has a taisvus that's mashma not like him. Taisvus in Chagigah Apeiz, it's also in Gittin Nachmem Gimel. Taisvus is dealing with the Mishnah that a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chayrin were kaifin the rabbi to be mashachar him. The Mishnah explains that a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin is in a very strong predicament. He can't marry a Yisraelis because of his Sad Avdus. He can't marry a Shivcha because of his Sad Yisrael. He's a Ben Chayrin. Therefore, he can't marry anybody. Therefore, we're Mechayev his Odoin to be Meshachar him. Taisvus asks, why are we Meshachar this Eved due to the fact that he can't have any children, he can't get married? Why don't we apply the halacha of Aseid Lechaloisa, say, he has a mitzvah puravu to have children, and he can't get married because of an iser of marrying a shifcha v'lisiya kadesha? Why don't we say the Aseid of puravu is daicha the lav of v'lisiya kadesha? Taisus answers that in theory, this logic is correct, that we should say Aseid Lechaloisa, say. The problem is, it's not b'idna. Not at the same time, the assay and the lois assay are not occurring at the same time. Because the lois assay is even in the tchilas bia. The hara alone is an avera of the layia kadesh. But the assay of puravu is only being mekuyim at the gemar bia. That's Taisus' teretz. So Minchas Chinuch asks, what was Taisus' question? And even Taisus' answer doesn't seem to be falling off this anacha. Who's dealing anything to do with a beer? If the mitzvah would be the ma'isa beer, then Taisus would have a question. Why don't we say, Aseid Lechaloisa, say, the ma'isa beer is the mitzvah, the avera is the ma'isa beer, so we should say, Aseid Lechaloisa, say, on that Taisus would answer, it's not be'idna. But the Minchas Chinuch points out that according to what he just said, that the mitzvah is not the ma'isa beer, rather having the children. A year later, when you have the child, then you did the mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah being done in the beer. So what's Taisus' question? And Taisus is clearly in the answer not falling off this fact that the beer is the mitzvah. Rather, Taisus is just pointing out that it's a different point of the beer. But we have a clear Taisus that the mitzvah is the beer. Not like the Minchas Chinuch, rather like the Turi Evan, that there is a Maisa mitzvah happening. And the Hadra Kushi L'Duchta, if the mitzvah is the Maisa beer, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that Hayulei Bonim B'Yosiev Kichavim V'Niskayer, your Mekayim Puravu, with this that you did a beer when you were a guy, why don't we say that you cannot be Mekayim a mitzvah done when you were not a Bar Chiyuva? So now, truthfully, we have two problems, because besides having the Turi Evan's Kasha back Shver, we also have to deal with the Minchas Chinuch's Raya. The Minchas Chinuch said that from the Gemara of Hayulei Bonim U'Meisu, it's clear that the mitzvah is not the ma'isa bia, rather having the children. Because if the mitzvah was the ma'isa bia, how could you say you're not mekayim the mitzvah after you were mekayim it? And now we have a taisvus that's pretty clearly saying that the mitzvah is the bia. How is taisvus that learns the mitzvah is the bia going to understand this gemara of Hayulei Banu Mesu, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to do Puravu again. So Rabbi Chanan, in Kavitz Ha'aris, Simon Samach Tes, Ois Chavov, he retains the Pshat of the Menuchas Chinuch. He says we could keep the Pshat of the Menuchas Chinuch to answer the Turi Evan, we'll say that the mitzvah is having the children, not the Maisa Bia. And therefore, even though the Maisa was done, B'kiyusai, but now that you're a ger, you still have those children, therefore, you are Mekayim Puravu. Aye, Taisvis asks, we should say, Asei Dechalois Asei. So it's clear from Taisvis that the mitzvah is the Maisa Bia. Rechonin says it's not a Raya. Because what's the Maisa Mutal on the Gavra to do? When we say this Chiddush, that the mitzvah is to have children, what we're in essence saying is that you should go do Maisa Bias. Now, Enoch Hanami and Lomdus, the mitzvah is not the actual Maisa Bias, rather it's the result of the Maisa Bias, but the Mechayiv that the Torah put, Akakaf to the Gavra, is to go ahead and do Maisa Bias. Not because of the Maisa alone, but for the result that comes out of it. But Rabbi Chanan says, when we deal with Aseh Dechalois Haseh, we could clarify, is Aseh Dechalois Haseh only on a mitzvah where the Maisa is the mitzvah, or maybe even in a case where the mitzvah is going to be the Taitzah. But the Taitzah is never really mutl on the Gavra. You can't have a Taitzah mutl on a Gavra. Rather, obviously, what's mutl on the Gavra to do is to create the Taitzah. Now, it doesn't have to be the mitzvah. The mitzvah is actually the Taitzah. But what I have to do is, the Torah is telling me, go ahead and do Bias. Since the Torah is telling me to go ahead and do Maisa Bias, even if it's not the mitzvah, we can still apply the halacha of Aseh Dechalois Haseh. The point of Aseh Dechalois Haseh is you have a conflict in the Torah. On one hand, we have the Torah telling you to do something, and Aseh. On the other hand, we have Halois Haseh. We apply the halacha, Aseh Dechalois Haseh. You can go ahead and do something the Torah wants you to do, even in the face of Halois Haseh. On that, Rabbi Chanan says, even if the mitzvah is the Taitzah of having the children, since the way to do that is by doing a Maisa Bia. So the Maisa that's mutl on you to do is the Maisa Bia. That would be enough to say Aseh Dechalois Haseh. Now, Rabbi Chanan has to point out that by the Hara, we don't say that. Because if you remember, that was Taisus' question. Taisus asked, why don't we say Aseh Dechalois Haseh? On that he answered that the Hara is the Avera and the Mitzvah is the Gemar Bia. If we're saying now that really the mitzvah, the actual mitzvah, is the Taitzah of having children. But we can still apply the halacha of Aseh Dechalois Haseh to the Gemar Bia, because the Gemar Bia is the Maisa mitzvah. That's the Maisa that the Torah was rummy on you to do. So why don't we say that on the Hara also? The Hara was the Maisa that the Torah put on you to do. On that, Rabbi Chanan says that the Hara is nothing more than a Hechsher mitzvah. That without it, maybe you wouldn't be able to do the Maisa mitzvah, but not everything that has to be done to be able to do a mitzvah is going to be called the Maisa mitzvah. So we have to look what the actual mitzvah is, then we have to look at the Maisa mitzvah to reduce the mitzvah, and then we have to understand what's a hechsher of doing the mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan understands that the Hara is nothing more than a hechsher, a preliminary act that's necessary to be able to do the Maisa Mitzvah. That's the Hara. That does not have the Halacha of Aseh Dechalois Haseh. Since it's not the actual Maisa that's mutl on you to do, therefore you do not say Aseh Dechalois Haseh. Only the Gemar Bir, which happens not to actually be the Mitzvah, but it's the Maisa Mitzvah mutl on you, that does have the Halacha of Aseh Dechalois Haseh. And then there's the actual Mitzvah, which is having the children. The Taisus is answering, since the Maisa Mitzvah that's mutl on you is only the Seif Bia, the Gemar Bia, and by that Gemar Bia you already over the mitzvah, the Avera before, therefore we're not going to say the Halacha of Aseh Dechalois Haseh. So according to this Pshat, we could keep all the Minchas Chinuch's Chedushim and everything's great. We'll say that from the Gemara of Rabbi Yechanan of Hayulei Banim Umesu is evident that the mitzvah is having the children and not the Maisa Bia. And that's the teretz of the Turi Evan's question. How could you be mekayim a mitzvah with an act done when you're a goy? The answer is, it's not the act done that's going to cause the kiyum mitzvah. Rather, the Kiyam Mitzvah is happening with this, that you have children today. Aye, there's a Tosfos that calls the Mitzvah the Bir. No, that's only in regards to Aseh Dechaloysesei. And in regards to Aseh Dechaloysesei, we say that any Maisa Mitzvah is enough to cause the Halacha of Aseh Dechaloysesei, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the Etzem Mitzvah. Now, so far, we've said over the Turi Evan seems to be understanding that the mitzvah is the Maisa Biya, but the Mechas Chinuch and Rabbi Chanan are learning that the mitzvah is having the children. However, Ramesha goes like the Turi Evan, Ramesha, Nigris Maisha, Evan Ezer, Chelik Beis, Samin Yitches, and he says, Taisus is pretty clear, the mitzvah is the Biya. We have the Turi Evan's question, and we also have the Gemara that Hayolei Banim Umeisu, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. These are the two Mekayrois L'chayra, that the mitzvah is having the children, not doing the Maisa Biyah. On that, Ramosha says a fundamental Yisoid in Puravu. He says, you could have a mitzvah, the mitzvah is the Maisa Biyah, but there's a shir and a zman to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, keep doing Biyahs until you have two children. In other words, it's definitely clear in the Gemara that having the children is a tremendous player in the discussion of the mitzvah puravu. But that doesn't necessarily mean, like these achrayim are saying, that the mitzvah is having the children. Maybe the mitzvah is like Tosfos says, and like the Turi Evan understands, the mitzvah is doing bias. And Rav Moshe says, misvaro, we don't find mitzvahs that have nothing to do with the person, that are not the yodi of the person to do. How could there be a mitzvah of having children? I can't produce children without HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping me here. Since my Maisa does not have in it, in and of itself, a power of having the children, it can't be that the mitzvah is to have the result. It must be, Rav Moshe says, the mitzvah is being mishtadal and doing bi'os. Now, we'll have a halacha that if you have two children, you could stop doing the mitzvah because the mitzvah is over. The mitzvah is to do bi'os until you have two children. So Rabbi Yechon and Rav Huna have a very simple machlokes. Hayu le'banim u'meisu, does the mitzvah come back? The mitzvah was to do bi'os until you have two children. So I did bi'os until I have two children. Rav Huna says, I'm pater. Rabbi Yechon argues. Rabbi Yechon says, since the point of the mitzvah is l'sheves, is to create that the world should have an habitation, it should have a yeshiva, therefore, you're going to have to go again and have more children. Because the whole mitzvah was only finished when you produced two children. Now that the two children are not here, you have to continue doing bias. With that in place, he says everything is good. What was the Turi Evan's question? The Turi Evan asked, how could you be mekayim a mitzvah with an act done when you were a goy? So Ramesha says, of course the mitzvah is the bias. And you cannot be mekayim a mitzvah today with an act being done when you were a goy, because you're not a bar chiyuva. But since we're saying now that the entire mitzvah is only a mitzvah until you have two children, since Rabbi Yechonon is not fazed by this svara of gershon es gar katan dami, therefore he holds every ger is considered the same person as the guy who had the children, so you have two children. If you have two children, ein achanami, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of puravu, because the mitzvah is to do a maisa biyah, and you did not do a maisa biyah today that you're a yid. And you can't be using the mitzvah that you did when you were a guy. But the whole mitzvah is only until you have two children. And since today you have two children, you're a yid that has two children that are miyachas acharav. If you have two children that are miyachas acharav, so there's no mitzvah anymore to do. The whole mitzvah is only do biyahs until you have two children. Since today you have two children, there's no mitzvah anymore Rami on you to do. So Ramesha says, everything's good. Tosfos in Chagiga and Gittin clearly holds the mitzvahs to be. Therefore he asks, we should say, Aseh Dechaloysesei. On that, Tosfos answers, it's not be'idna, because the Aveira is by the Hara, and the mitzvah is Nigmar Biyah, because the mitzvah is the Biyah. But even though the mitzvah is the Biyah, we can still have these two halachas of Yevamah Samach Beis, being very easily understood. Rabbi Yechonon says that if you have children, you're a goy, and today you're a geyer, you do not have to go ahead and do puravu again, because since you have two children, miyuchas acharav, there's no mitzvah anymore to to have children. The whole mitzvah is to do bias until you have two children. I have two children. Ein achanami, maybe I'm not mekayim the mitzvah, but I don't have a mitzvah to do. And so to Rabbi Yochanan says, Hayuli banim umeizu, I will go, have to go ahead and do puruvu again. Because the only reason that puruvu is finished is when I have two children. But if I did bias and today I do not have two children, because they died, so the mitzvah comes back, and I'll have to do puruvu again. That's the pshat of Ramesha. Ramesha brings a raya from the Lashon HaMishnah. Ramesha says, how can we say, lo yivatel adam yipiryu v'ribyu, elim king yesh le'banim? Ramesha says that, simply, we should have said, kama sarich for the mitzvah puruvu, how many children do you need? B'shami should say, two zacharim, B'shil would say, a zachar and a keva. Why are we talking this funny Lashon, lo yivatel adam elim king yesh le'banim? So Ramesha says that according to him, it's very easily understood. Because the Mishnah is saying a shir. The Mishnah is saying the mitzvah is to do a bia. There's a shir in the bia. That you have to keep doing bias until you have sons. The mitzvah is not having the sons. If the mitzvah was having the sons, the Mishnah would have spoken and said, how many sons do you need for the mitzvah? Since the mitzvah is the bia, the Mishnah is coming to teach us that the mitzvah of bia has a shir. So the Mishnah says perfectly, the mitzvah of bia is until you have two sons. You cannot stop doing bias until you have two sons, until you mekayim the shir. To Ramesha's raya, that the inyan of two sons is not the kiyum mitzvah, rather it's a shir in the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is the bia. Now, one could be mefakfek on this diuk of Ramesha, because the Gemara makes a diuk from the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Hayesh leibanim, yipir v'riv yibatlam, isha leibatlam. We say, Eilir of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, that even if you have a lot of children, you also lamed b'la isha, you have to remain with your wife. So the Gemara makes a diuk, and it sounds like from the Gemara that that's the point of the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is that you could stop doing puravu if you have a lot of sons, but you should remain with an isha. So if that's the point of the Mishnah, to teach us this chiddush, a chiddush of Nachman and Shmuel, that even if you have a lot of sons, you should remain with your isha, so you don't really have a raya to Ramesha from the fact that we spoke in this lashon of Le'evatel Adam and Pirvi Rivya, Elam Kinyesh Le'banim, can't really bring a raya that the yisrael of the mitzvah puravu is the maizabi and not having the sons, because maybe the Mishnah just used this lashon for the zaiti yachidish that aser la'adam lamaid b'loi isha. So b'kitzer, we have this tremendous fundamental machlekes in the mitzvah puravu. The Turi Evans understanding that it's a maize mitzvah like all others. The Minchas Chinuch is understanding from Hayalei Banim Umeisu that the mitzvah is having the children. He just got stuck from Taisus in Chagiga and Gittin that calls the Bia a mitzvah in regards to Aseh Dechaloisase. Rabbi Chanan is going with the Minchas Chinuch's approach that the mitzvah is having the children. He just has a chap how to learn those Taisusim. That in regards to Aseh Dechaloisase, then we say that a Maisa mitzvah is enough for Aseh Dechaloisase. But that does not necessarily mean that the mitzvah is the bia. Ramesha goes like the Turi Evan, that the mitzvah is doing the bias. The maisa bias is the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in having children. The mitzvah is doing bias and trying to be mishtadl to have children. That's the mitzvah. All the diukim and rayas of the achrayinim he gets out of, because he says it's a shir in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do bias until you have two children. The Gemara continues on Samach Beis and Beis, that even though we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that if you have children and they die, you have to do puravu again, but still we say the halacha of bnei banim areim kebanim, that grandchildren could be in the place of banim. Now, really there are two ways to understand this halacha, that bnei banim areim kebanim. At first glance, we could understand that the point of the Gemara is that even though your children are not here, you still could be mekayim puravu with grandchildren, because bnei banim areim kebanim. Therefore, even though you had a zachar and a keva and they died, but since we have the fanenu grandchildren that are a zachar and a keva, through them you could be mekayim puravu. Another way we can understand this halacha is that avada puravu has to be with your actual children, your ben and your bas.
But even though Rabbi Yochanan usually holds that if they die, you have to do Puruvu again, the halacha of Bnei Banim Arim Kibanim tells us that since the grandson, the grandchild is around, that's Ke'ilu, your son and daughter are still around.
Because since there's a remnant of this family, so it's like they're still here. Now, in the Gemara alone, it's Muchach, like the second side, that we're not using the grandchildren as the Ki'im Puruvu Mitzat Atzmam. Rather, we're using them to say that their parent is still here. There are two rides to this. One is the Atzim Gemara. The Gemara says that the Kuli Alma Miyos Trei Michad Loi. You can't have two grandchildren from one person and want to use them to be Mekayim Peruvu. In other words, you had a son. He was Nifter and he left over a son and a daughter. The Gemara says you can't use that for Peruvu. Now, if we understand, like the first Sa'ad, that Bnei Banu Arim Kibanim tells us that you could use the grandchildren for the kim of the mitzvah, Puruvu, so why not? Why is the halacha that if a son has a son and a daughter, you're still not Mekayim Puruvu? Why don't we say, today you have grandchildren that are a ben and a bas? Elamai, the whole point of grandchildren, the whole point of Bnei Banim, Harim Kibanim, is nothing more than to tell us that the child that you had is still Kayim. Since that child has a child that's still around, it's like your actual child didn't die. Therefore, in a case when you had a son, and the son leaves over a son and a daughter, of course you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, because you only had one son. And we also have a raya from Abaya. Abaya said in the Gemara that if someone has a son and a daughter, and the daughter dies and leaves over a son, then you're Mekayim the mitzvah. Now, all you have really is a son and a grandson. So Tosfos already asked the question. Tosfos asks, since we paskin that you need a zachar and a nekeva like Beis Hillel, why is the halacha that if you have a son and a grandson, why are you mekayim the mitzvah? So Tosfos says, Hacha sheba mikayach misha patrasa miperi v'ribya pshita tikayi shapir haben b'makam habas. Tosfos says, really clearly saying the second side, that the whole point of the son now sugya is just to mekayim that it's as if his mother's still around. Therefore, it's very understandable that you're Mekayim Puruvu. You have an actual son, and your daughter is still around, even though she died, since she left over a son. So the son is a kiyum of his mother. It's as if his mother is still around. So it turns out that this person had, and still has, a son and a daughter, because it's like his daughter is still around. So we have two rayas that the yisoid of Nebanim Harim Kibanim is nothing more than an ability to say that your actual child is still here. Because since your child left over another child, so we are able to say that your child is still around, and we're not going to apply the halacha that hayulei banim umeisu, you have to do puruvu again. Because since your child left over a child, it's like your child is still here, and therefore you still mekayim puruvu.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.